prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is
hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 21 January 2026. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. I'm glad you're with us. We're going to do something really different tonight. I don't think we ever went quite in this direction before, so you stick with me. Last two nights, we've had no phone calls, which is so unusual. I'm hoping tonight we can light up the phone line, not because I want you to just call to be on the radio show for my pleasure. We're going to do something that will hopefully glorify our Father tonight and get you to stand up to the truth of Christ and what he means to you. But anyway, before we go there, tomorrow being Thursday, everything goes right. We're going to be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. We do want to hear from you. I mean that. You can place an order. You can just call and say hi, give donation, whatever you want to do. We're here tomorrow to talk to you. And the number to call if you want to talk to us, if you don't have long distance, please call us toll-free at 800-777-4403, 800-777-4403. Now, if you can call long distance, we appreciate if you do that by using our toll line at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We're here tomorrow to spend time with you. And I say this all the time, folks, don't be embarrassed or shy by calling in talking to us. I promise you, if you were here in the office with us tomorrow, Chris and I working here and everything that's going on around here, you'd see we're just a couple hicks from West Virginia doing our best to serve the Lord. I pray we're doing the right thing. And trying to be a blessing to others. That's all we're here for. I'm not here to get rich. Obviously, if you saw where I lived, you know we're not making a getting rich at it. I got a comfortable home out in the woods. It's warm. It's dry. I eat well. But I'm not wealthy in material things. I'm beyond wealthy in the gifts that my Father has given me over the years. We're going to discuss that a little bit in a minute, too. But I want to hear from you tonight. I want you, if you sincerely want to glorify our Father tonight and glorify our Savior, what he's done for you, I want you to call in and share. I don't get on any other topic tonight, but glorifying our Father and edifying the body of Christ. I know things going on in the world, folks. Our world is literally going to hell. It's breaking loose everywhere. I mean, spiritually, economically, unrest everywhere. So, and I know what's happening. I see it every day. But now is the time for the church to shine. Now is the time for you and I to speak up and give hope to those listening to this broadcast. And folks, out of the thousands of listeners that we have, and I know we have thousands of listeners all over the world. I know that. And I'm very humbled by that. But now, out of all the listeners we have, some of them I'm sure are hurting. I'm sure they are. Some are made discouraged and even frightened. And I understand that. My goodness, to live in this chaos today, and see what's going on. If don't know where you're going to be a war when you go to bed tonight. We got morning, maybe have a war somewhere going on. We don't know that. We don't know that. And Matthew 24 talks about, folks, these things are coming to pass. Have been for several years now. It's just getting worse. We don't know that. But I want to say tonight that I want everyone out there tonight, I want you to call in. I want you, if you love the Lord, and really do, I want you to call in tonight for only one purpose, giving our Savior praise and glorify our Father in heaven. That's the only reason I want you to call in tonight. It's just to give our Father praise for what he's done for you. If for nothing else, if you've been born again, you accepted Christ as Savior, and his blood has cleansed you and made you whole in him, you actually belong to him, then let's share that tonight. You may not have a decent place to live sometimes. I mean, you may not have all the food on the table that you like to have at times. But if Christ is your Savior and you know that there are better things ahead for you in eternity, I think we can at least praise him for that. Just like the disciples when we're in prison and stocks, and they started singing to the glory of God. We need to do that. Let's do that tonight. I'm going to play a couple songs tonight. Nothing I haven't played before in the past, but they're two beautiful songs. One entitled, I Serve a Savior. The other one titled, I've Never Been This Homesick Before. I love those two songs. But I want you tonight, please, if you listen and you love the Lord, I want to hear from you. I don't care if the phone's back up. We don't get them all on the air tonight. I like to see them fill up and stay filled up starting right away. I don't want to sit here tonight just flapping my jaws and y'all being out there and not participating in this broadcast. Tonight, if you love Christ, let's hear from you, okay? I mean, in Psalms 107, verse 4, it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. The world needs to hear the hope in us. The world needs to hear from the hope in us. That verse goes on to say that it says, let the redeemed Lord say so, whom that he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Folks, if you're born again, living in Christ, serving Christ, Satan has no authority over you. Oh, I'm not saying that you're not going through hell on earth. I didn't say that. I mean, even Christ went through hell on earth for a while to fulfill his Father's will. If our Father's will is we go through some tough times, then so be it. It's all right. But he inhabits the praise of his people, Israel. That's what it says. And that, of course, anybody knows prophecy and knows who that is. That's the U.S. and other nations. And Psalms 22, verse 3 says, he inhabits the praise of Israel. And that today means all those who are born again. He inhabits the praise of those that love him, worship him, follow him. Let us tonight lift him up to give the world hope. He has blessed me beyond anything I can ever imagine. I cannot tell you what he's done for me in my life. This past weekend, two of my sons were here. And my old son from Colorado and Dylan, our son that y'all prayed for that was burned severely. He's still got scars all over his upper body, but he's healing. He's getting better. He was here with him, and we had a great time. We went to Mexican restaurant Sunday afternoon. My middle son was here with his wife, and his grandson, my great-grandson, was here with us. And my second oldest grandson was here with his wife and my another great-grandson. We all got together and spent some time together that day, and we get to my granddaughter, oldest granddaughter, was here with another great grandson. So I was blessed beyond belief. I mean, sat there and I looked at Marcia. I said, "We started all this," and that's all to the praise of God. And folks, I want you tonight to please, if you've been blessed like I've been blessed, let's not be ashamed. Let's stand tonight together. And let's worship the Lord and let's lift his name up so that we can make a difference and show people that being born again is a real happening. It happens in the spirit. It manifests itself in the flesh, in the heart of man, because we become a new creature. And I want you to know, folks, I see what's happening. Y'all know I do. I cover it all the time. But I refuse to be drugged down and discouraged. Yes, I go up and down. I'm just like a yo-yo sometimes. But I serve a Father and a great God that cares for me and loves me. And I want to praise him for the fact that he's given me a wife over 54 years. And oh, there are times, quite honest with you, folks, there are times, I'll tell you this, and we're going to take a phone call. one night in a little church called Ward Road Free Will Baptist Church, an old pastor, an old preacher got up. He passed away now. His name is Arlou Persinger. He got up to testify. He talked that day. He went to the hospital to get a physical. And the nurse asked him if he ever considered suicide. He looked at her and said, well, my goodness, no. But I thought about killing the old lady a few times. And I had to amen him. And I laughed. Me and his son laughed so hard. When the preacher got up to preach, he said, all right, now, you two boys get it out. Just let it go. We let it all roll. And got the laugh out of us. But that's, see, those are blessings I haven't forgotten. I was there with my wife and my three sons, with family in Christ. Oh, I don't take that stuff for granted, folks. I really don't. Let's talk to Kelly right here in West Virginia. Kelly, come on in.
Thank you, Butch, for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Every day, Joe and I both, we thank God for all the things that he's done for us yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And we do give him all the praise, honor, and glory, because without Jesus Christ, we are nothing.
Amen. Amen. I agree.
Yeah.
And we have a lot to be thankful for, too, don't we?
What's that?
We have a lot to be thankful for.
Absolutely. You know, a roof over our head, water for our needs, a bed to sleep in, warmth.
Yes.
We take advantage of all that, but we give God the glory for it because he's the one that provided it.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's very true. Very true. And no matter what we go through in this world, and we all have ups and downs, Kelly, I mean, we all have health issues. Sometimes other things happen that we don't like to happen. But we still have hope beyond this world, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anything else you want to say?
No, that's all I needed to just say, because, like I said, without the Lord or Jesus Christ into your life, you know, you've got to depend on him, because, and you got to put your trust in him, because, you know, he provides, and he's the healer also.
Absolutely. Absolutely
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Absolutely is. And we need to, every now and then, Kelly, you know that we cover tough topics, don't we?
Yep, we do.
And we cover some pretty powerful Bible studies that sometimes make you squirm in your seat, but they're Bible studies. But we need from time to time to take time to glorify our Father in heaven so the world can see that we cover serious stuff, but we love our Lord and we're blessed. That's something we need to do. We need to do that more often. But thank you, Kelly. Anything else you want to say, though? Are you finished?
No, that's all I had to say, and I'll let the next caller call in.
Okay. Folks, the line is open, 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. I mean, I want to hear people praise God from all of this country. I really do. And if you listen tonight and you're not going to praise him tonight, I'm no disappointed in you, because now's your chance to tell the world who you serve. Let's go to our sister Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Good evening, Pastor Bush, and
good
God
evening.
Bless.
Thank you.
I'm always thankful for everything he does, because he does it all.
Amen.
We are just a vessel. Our bodies are vessels. Our spirits are strong, and we are strong because of Christ and his Father and our Father God. So no matter what we face, if we just remember, we're not alone. We're together in everything. And last Sunday, I had a nephew that got baptized.
Amen.
And
amen.
Afterwards, he went, you know, put his clothes back on, was standing there. And I said, you're shivering. And he says, I'm different. That's all I could say. I'm changed.
Say what? Oh,
I'm
okay.
Different. I'm changed.
Right. Amen. Amen. New creature.
And he wasn't. It wasn't because he was cold. He was just so excited and ready to go, you know? Let's go bring a bunch of more people in. Yeah.
A new creature in Christ. Hallelujah. I mean, that's, I can't explain that.
Yeah.
When I know who I am, Jan, I do not deserve salvation. But I praise God he's there for me nonetheless.
Oh, I know I don't. You wouldn't believe some of the stuff I got myself into. And he kept me from going deeper, and he got me out of it, you know?
Amen.
A stupid kid. Mistakes you make is when you're young.
Well,
and he turns you around.
When you're young, you're dumb, and you think you can do anything because you're invincible.
That's right. You know, that's right.
And I just praise him. He kept me through a lot of things. A lot of places I went, stupid to go into, that come out alive, and I'm so thankful for that. So, yeah, I look back at my past, and sometimes I'm still ashamed of what I've done. But I praise God, I've been forgiven by the blood of Christ.
I know who got me out of it. God got me out.
Amen.
And
Amen.
His son. It wasn't me, myself, and I. It was him.
Well, we had nothing to do with it. We couldn't do anything about it.
No.
We couldn't. So praise God for
that. We did it to ourselves. We listened to ourselves and the evil side of things instead of listening to who we knew better. Knew was there. Knew would look after us. But, oh, no, we were young, and we had to go along with the crowd, Pastor.
Oh, we did. And the flesh, we please the flesh. Yeah. That's all there is to it. Yeah. Well, thanks for the call, Dad.
None of us are pure. We won't be pure until we join him.
We're forgiven.
Then we'll
forgiven.
Be pure.
We're forgiven.
We're only forgiven.
We strive to do better, but we're not perfect. We know that.
It doesn't mean we can't go and do the things we used to do and expect to be forgiven again. To let go, it means to learn your lesson and stop.
Amen. Amen. I agree.
Amen.
And if you stumble, ask for forgiveness, get up and get on again and try to do better. That's all we can do in the name of Jesus.
That's
thanks
right.
call, Dan. Appreciate it. Thank
God
you.
God bless you. Let's get the phones ringing, people.
There you go. Amen. All right, let's go to California. Let's talk to Dixon. Dixon, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor Butch, how are you?
I'm doing fine, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing well, and I just wanted to say I'm a low down, dirty, rotten sinner. That's why God loves me.
I think God did love us while we're yet sinners. Hallelujah!
Yeah, and He transformed me.
Amen. He does. He makes you a new creature.
Yeah, he transforms
new creature. Amen to that.
Has he ever put you through the seven tests of Job?
I'm sure he has, or a period of time. I'm sure he has.
I think he does with all of his saints. He does that to him. And boy, God came and got me, Pastor Butch. Because I left him and I forgot about him, and he came and got me maybe about 20 years ago, 25 years ago, and I was a young man. I was only, I think, 14 when I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and then but he came about the year 2000 or somewhere right around in there, and that's when I think I first started hearing you too, to be quite honest, so appreciate your teaching and that you're telling the truth, because people just don't want to hear the truth.
No, they don't. They really don't. That's sad. A few do, but not very many. The truth will make you free, but people don't want to give up their lives. Amen. Thanks for calling in. You don't call in very often, but you know where I am. If everyone call in and share things, you know that.
I'll call more often. I apologize. I just been I get caught up in things that I'm doing and stuff like that. But I do listen to you almost every single night, and because you give me hope in continuing on.
Well, thank you so much for saying that, Dixon. God bless you, sir, and keep in touch with us. Okay.
I sure will.
All right, talk to you soon. God bless. What a sweet call. Thank you. Folks, the line's open, 717-300-1698. All the ones that call in quite regularly, I know who you are. I'd like to hear from you tonight with a testimony. We're waiting this call. We're going to play a song for you now. If Todd will get it ready. And it's one I really like. I think they call the guys the four I forget what to call themselves, the Four Prophets, something. They sing a song I'd love to hear. I've never been this homesick before. Listen to the words and let's enjoy it together. And then let's fill the phone lines up. Go ahead, Todd.
There's a light in the window, the table spread in splendor, someone standing by the open door. I can see a crystal river, and I must be near forever. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. See the bright light shine, it's just about home time. And I can see the Father standing at the door.
This enjoy it, folks. Fill the phone lines up. Fill the phone lines up. Give me praise.
I'm ready for deliverance. And Lord, I've never been this homesick. Can see the family gathered, sweet faces all familiar, no one's old or feeble anymore.
Amen.
This old lonesome heart is crying, think I'll spread my wings, start flying. Lord, I've never been this homesick.
Hallelujah.
See the bright light shine, it's just about home time. And I can see the Father standing at the door.
Don't just feel very quiet, folks.
This world's been a wilderness.
I've got a precious dad and a marvelous mom waiting on me on the other side. I know, dude. I told my mom right before she went home to save me a seat because I'm coming. That makes me homesick, folks. I have a wonderful home here with a wonderful wife. Blessed beyond anything I could ever imagine. But this is not my home. It isn't. I'm blessed to have this place I live. Been blessed to live in an area that I really enjoy being. And it's still the home where my boys come to from the hospital when they were born. I'm still here. And I'm still blessed to have a wife with me that loves me most of the time. And is still with me. And that is such a blessing. I'm so blessed. But I do get homesick. I really do. Let's talk to Ben in Texas. Ben, welcome. Come on in, my friend.
Well, hello.
Hello, sir.
I always listen to just about every night. And... you know, I always make it a point, and I just have to count for my blessings, and it's so
Amen.
Good to listen to you as well. Do you hear me all right?
I can. Yes, I can.
Okay, then. Anyway, I had that happening today that was very unusual. I volunteer at the mission here that's about 15 miles from me, and I was right in town, getting in town, and I was making a left turn, and I didn't notice or well, wasn't maybe paying enough attention, but I was making, and there, I had to cross a railroad track. Well, one car, one vehicle just flew by me, and I didn't know for sure why. Then I seen the arms coming down, and I almost got in between those arms, so I just hit my accelerator as hard as I could so I could try to get away from it. I,
amen. Praise God.
I don't know what happened or how I escaped that, but I think the Lord helped me through.
No doubt about it. You're still here. You know, we take that for granted, don't we, Ben? We sometimes you think, boy, that was lucky. No, it's not luck. That's our Father intervening for us. It's not luck.
That's right. No, that's right. I don't know. I could have got boxed in and a train was coming and I didn't know it. And first the arms come down, you know, gave you a little time, but I could have got scissored right in there.
Amen.
And who knows what would have happened. Who knows what would have happened from there?
Well, you know, I'm convinced that all of us have been rescued by the hands of God through maybe through our guardian angel that rescued us, and we didn't even know it. We didn't even know anything happened. But one day, I believe we'll know that when our guardian angel got us through a situation that we weren't even aware of. And I know that's true. I mean, we know we have angels to protect us because the enemy wants to kill us.
Well, that's right. That's right. Anyway, I was just so happy and thankful, and I didn't, you know, I'm still kind of getting over it, although I did go help there, so I'm usually at the mission there about 3 hours or so. And anyway, I just told one guy about it there, and he didn't know what to think of it either. He said, well, you got lucky, and well, yeah, it was more than luck, though.
I don't believe in luck in a Christian's life. I believe it's the divine will of God. It's not luck. It's the divine will of God.
That thing coming down on me. So I was just very lucky I got out of there. I pushed it down hard on the accelerator, but it was right there, and I don't know how I got through it.
Well, you did. You did. And you know, luck means something happens by happenstance, by chance. And I don't think anything happens to Christians like the chance. We're guided. If we're trusting him, he says he guides the footsteps of a righteous man. If we're following him and trying to live righteously, he guides our footsteps. He watches over us every day. And we got to understand that. We don't want to give credit to luck or anything else. It's because our Father took care of us through that situation or whatever it may be. And I've seen that moment like being many times I've seen that. And I'm sure many more times I didn't see it. But I've seen it many times in my life. I'm so thankful for that. Anything else you want to say?
Oh, that's right. Well, I was going to say, I know a lot of people that aren't really Christian, and but I tell them this. I always say, listen, if you can treat your neighbor like yourself, then I think you're already partly there. You know, you're already kind of there. You have to be honest with yourself and your neighbors.
Amen. Amen. We're going to break. You want to hang on through the break, or you finish?
Well, I guess we talked about that. I always enjoy you so much.
Well, thank you, brother. I'll talk to you soon again. Folks, back at the break. Fill the lines up. Fill the lines up tonight. Come on. 717-300-1698.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Folks, we're back on Down Low Half the Broadcast tonight, and I cannot believe that phone lines are not staying full. I really don't understand it. Of all the blessings, of all the people that we celebrate with our family out in this audience, and all the blessings we've all had, I would think we'd all be just couldn't wait to pick up the phone and give our Father praise. I really would think that. And I know some of us are maybe not well physically, maybe financially struggling some. But all the blessings he's given us, again, just for the blessings of the salvation by grace through faith and the precious blood of shed on Calvary. You all heard the teaching I did about the birth of Christ and the miracles during the birth. We thought we understood where he was born. He wasn't born in a barn. I didn't know that. I did not know that until I looked into the miracles of his birth. Folks, everything had to be done perfectly, so you and I would have a hope beyond this life. And we've been blessed. There are people all over the world listening to this program, and some of them not living in a warm home. Some of them might be living in a hut somewhere. Matter of fact, we have listeners in Africa that do live in huts. And I know for a fact that some of them are struggling to put food on the table. I've had people who listen to broadcasts who are living in a car with their family, but they love the Lord and try and serve him. Let us all be grateful that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We're told in Scripture that the New Jerusalem is coming down, and Christ is going to dwell among us. And there'll be no more sorrow, no more tears, no more pain, no more of anything but joy and peace continual, no temptations, no nothing. Surely we can praise him for that. Praise God, folks. I'm getting old. My body tells me I am. No matter what I do, I try to take care of myself, the body is going to wear out. But I have a brand new one coming. My hair won't be gray. I won't be feeble. I won't be weak. I won't be sick. I will be absolutely perfect, just as our Savior is, in every way. That's a promise I have. Why would I not be excited about that? Gee whiz, why don't we get excited? Let's go talk to a real sweet sister in Arizona. Let's talk to Donna. Donna, come on in.
Thank you, Pastor. I just want to praise our precious Lord and Savior. Today, I went to the doctors, the cancer doctor, and my cancer count is really low, almost gone.
Amen.
Yeah, so he calls it remission. I call it God's hand.
Amen.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
And then when I want to praise him also. When I was coming out of the office, I stepped off the curb and down I went. And I'm pretty sore, but nothing is broken. Because I had bone cancer. So, you know, they always worry about you breaking your bones. Nope, I didn't break nothing. But when I was going down, I could feel his hand holding on to me. Really, I could. And I went down, and it was almost like a gentle fall. And it was God's hand that held me. I know it was.
Amen.
So, and I want to praise God for you and Marcia Jean and your precious staff and everyone involved and called to decision. It means so much to us. And we love you very much, all of you.
Yeah, if you hadn't moved so far away, we could see each other. But y'all moved clear across country in Arizona.
I know. Yeah, but we do. And but our weather is gorgeous, and we like it here.
Well, I understand that. We're about ready to get hit with a storm, so enjoy it.
Yeah.
You can at least invite me up in the winter with you.
Yeah.
Gee.
You're always invited.
Oh, I know that, honey. And I love y'all, too.
Yeah.
Please understand, I love the whole audience. And I love you, and I love Gary a little bit anyway.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say?
He loves you, too.
I know he does.
I just wanted to praise God.
Well, thank you for calling in doing
how
that.
How he works in our life. You bet.
Well, thank you so much. Folks, there is one sweet. And she puts up with Gary. She's got to be a sweet lady, you know? I mean, all women are not blessed like Marcia to have me. Ha, ha, ha. But anyway, the line is open, waiting for your praise reports. 717-300-1698. When we have guests on to share information and news, the lines fill up, and that's wonderful. But tonight is your chance to glorify your Father in heaven. Now, Monday night, we're going to have our guest on. We're going to have Dimitri Dubin's grandson on. And he's going to share the testimony about his grandpa again, coming over here to warn America about the end of America. She doesn't repent, and it's coming true. And all these things, even though it's not pleasant, we can rejoice in the fact that God's word is true. What happens in prophecy sometimes is very unpleasant in a physical world. But our Father promised this is going to happen. He keeps his word, and that should encourage us. We must not be discouraged in the battle. I understand we get that way sometimes. I'm only a man myself. We get frustrated and angry, and at least I do. And sometimes I grow weary. I'm only a man. Even Christ grew weary in the garden and sweat drops of blood praying. So I understand that. He understands that. He was touched with our infirmities. He carried our sin. So why would I not praise him and glorify him? 717-300-1698 is a phone number. If you don't call, I can't make it, but I'm be disappointed if you don't fill the lines up tonight and let people know where you stand with Christ. I just ask this question. If you were called to give a testimony in the face of your enemies, knowing that can mean your death or at least jail time, maybe loss of your home, loss of everything that you hold dear on this earth, I have to ask this. Would you be willing to give up what you have to glorify our Father in heaven? You know, he tells us in Matthew 10, if you deny him before men, he'll deny before the Father. And that denying before men doesn't necessarily mean that you don't say it. But if you don't stand for him in truth, you're denying before men. And we should never be shy about testifying to our faith in Jesus Christ. Never. But how many people, when push comes to shove, are going to back down and be quiet? How many? Why are we not afraid to speak up with what we see going on and take a stand against the evils, and we should, but we're so shy about praising our Father in heaven and giving him all the glory and credit for everything he's done for us. Why is it we're so shy? What's the problem with us as a people? I mean, why don't we give him praise? Why don't we glorify him? Why don't we praise him so he can inhabit us, he inhabits the praise of his people? Why can't we do that? Why don't we do that? Is it because we're ashamed? Maybe not of him, but we're afraid we'll say something that would embarrass us. I mean, do you think is that part of it? Maybe that we don't want to embarrass ourselves? I mean, are we so concerned about embarrassing ourselves that we'll deny him before men? Folks, think about that, please. Well, I tell you what, let's go talk to Donna's other half. Let's talk to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Butch.
Yes,
you know, I want you to know that God had blessed me and blessed me up one side and down the other when he gave me that woman, sweet woman that was on there.
I agree.
And well, you didn't have to agree with him, Butch, but but you know, I love her dearly.
Well, she might be listening. I don't want to stay on her good side. Go ahead.
Okay. But, you know, I remember when, you know, back some time ago, you know, when she started getting sick like that. And, you know, the people that you had on the air with you, and we all prayed for her. And,
yes.
You know, at that time, her cancer count was way up there. But, you know, several members of Call to Decision, you know, called in, and they all prayed for her. Now, it took a little while. Okay, but you know, I can remember Coach Dave, you know, the people from other people that are trying to get out there and save babies. You know, a lot of them know me, and they know me from your program. I'm rappled for a word here. No,
program, broadcast.
You know, yeah, you program, because a lot of those things, you know, I put them on a disc and I took them around to other churches and played them for other people. You know, so I mean, there's things that you don't even know. You know, that I would take some of those and I would go to a Baptist church or another church and I would play those discs. You know, to people that wanted to hear them. Now, some of them didn't want to hear them. That's fine. But I'm going to tell you what. God will bless you. You go out and do something.
Amen.
The scripture says this. Those who do the will of God shall abide forever.
Amen.
I can't change that. I can't change that. I don't want to change that. You know? So everybody has a do. If the do is just praying for somebody, then you pray for somebody. You know, if the do, like Sandy Early, You know, she supports our ministry. You know, she sends me X amount of dollars a month so I can have gas to get back and forth. You know, I live on a Social Security check, and things like that is very important to me. And people trust me, and they know that I'm going to spend it wisely. So anyways, I got all of that from your show, and me and you go back at least 20 years, I think.
Oh,
and
yes.
I don't know how I don't know how I put up with you. I don't know how Mark and Gene did.
I don't either. I really don't. I really don't. You know. And I really praise God that Don's been patient with you because you're still alive.
Yeah.
And, lost her patience. Donna lost her patience. You've been dead already. So aren't you glad?
Well, of course. You know. And I want to ask everybody, please pray for Gerald Everhart. He has such a hard time. He's got a heart made out of gold.
Yes.
And, you know, he's just really, I talked to him today, and he can hardly speak. You know, he can hardly walk. And he has to have food brought into him. And you know, he's really, really, he needs your prayer. You know, God touched Donna, and God touches me. You know, I mean, I got... just all kinds of things are wrong with me. I'm going to the doctor or the chiropractor or something just every week. But I'm still alive. I'm still going, and I still get to the street. So I want to thank you for what you've done in the past. And I know that we're going to do wonderful things in the future together. So blessings to you and your family. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much. What a sweet guy. Thank you, Gary. And folks, do keep Daryl Everhart in prayer. Daryl, he's put out a magazine, a newsletter called Tackling the Tough Topics. Really well done. I miss that. He can't type any longer like he used to because of a stroke. He's having a hard time getting around and a hard time living by himself, basically. And he can't even, the food's brought in to feed him and people watch after him. But keep Daryl in your prayers, please. Daryl's been very good to us. And he's a brother. He struggles like everybody else does. But he's faithful to the Lord, trying to do what's right. So keep him in your prayers, please. All right, let's go to talk the other half of Kelly. Let's talk to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in. Welcome.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, Butch.
Yes.
You know, I am so thankful to God. And the reason why I am thankful, because, you know, if it was any other God of this world, they would abandon me with all the health problems I have.
Yes.
I know I have terminal illness. I know it's not going to get any better unless it's the hand of God that gets involved on it, or if it's his will. But, you know, no matter what, Butch, I'm going to still love God the same.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I can't love him any less because I know I live in a world that's not fair. I know I live in a world that, you know, it's greed and selfishness. I live in a country where it's so backwards that, you know, evil is good and good is evil. Righteousness is wrong and unrighteousness is right. It's a horrible world, but I know that Jesus is still there. You know, every day I talk to the Lord, and I bring it to his attention that I've been redeamed. My name's written in the book of life, and I have prosperity. I'm a very wealthy man, not in goods, but in spirit.
Amen.
And that's what the scripture teaches, prosperity in the spirit. You know, and Jesus said the poor is going to be with us always. So I know that. And a lot of us are poor, but we're very wealthy in spirit. And there's no other turning back. I mean, to turn back is to deny Jesus Christ. And then I have to, you know, deny all that the good that he's done for me, and I can't do that.
No, no.
You know, the greatest fear in my life is not to fear God. And without that fear, I have no redemption.
That's very true. Very true.
And I love him just the same. And I'm going to, you know, just keep loving him no matter what. It's going to get frustrating. Sometimes they're going to have anger. And sometimes they're going to lash out, not just my wife only, but at God and other people. But I know that in this world, it's only temporary. It's just a dash.
Amen. Well, he told us in this world we'll have tribulation. We can expect that. He warned us. Well, anything else, Joe? Anything else?
Yeah, if there's anybody out there who's never called in before, this night is for you. It's not for me. It's not for Gary, Don, or anybody else. It is for you, folks. If you can call in for the first time, that'd be great, because this night is for you.
Amen.
And I'm looking forward to that.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And, folks,
you're welcome.
I wish you would call in and share your testimony. And new callers are always really a blessing. I'm going to play another song. Why don't you go ahead and call him? We got about another 10 minutes left. Let's make it worthwhile. Let's give God in the heaven our everything. Let's offer it to him in praise. Let's play a song I played before by Josh Turner entitled, I Serve a Savior.
Upon a cross for all says the one who loves his life will lose it, and the one who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. Where I am, there my servant also will be. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him.
Beautiful song, and the phone lines are still quiet, and that's a little bit disappointing, to tell you the truth. It really is, but it is what it is. I certainly can't make anybody call in. I don't want to shame anybody into calling in. That's not right. If I have to do that, then that's between you and the Lord. There's something missing there that shouldn't be missing, but apparently it is. But I want to say this too. If you're out there tonight and listen to what were the testimonies you heard tonight, and people that obviously love the Lord have been blessed by him, but you know what we're talking about. You don't know. Your life is full of pain and hurt and sorrow and anger, frustration, whatever it may be. Let me tell you, please, that you can have the same peace, the same contentment, the same joy. Now, you'll not find Pastor Butch Paul always walking around, down something down and cheerful and always happy. And that's not true. Even our Savior didn't do that. He went away and wept sometimes because of what he saw. And went up, spoke to the Father in private with his disciples. He understood. He had emotions. But if you don't have that internal peace that passes all understanding and joy that's unspeakable and full of glory, if you don't have that hope beyond this world, if fear conquers you, if fear controls you, if fear of death binds you where you're afraid to do anything, and in Hebrews chapter 2 it said that we can escape the fear of death through Jesus Christ. He breaks those chains. If you're listening tonight and you don't have that confidence that death is not the end, there are better things ahead. If you're afraid of dying, not knowing where you spend eternity, you can know, folks. And knowing this, although I'm not perfect, I do some of the dumbest things sometimes, I still do. Sometimes I sin, I know I do, and I have to repent of it because I'm only a man. I still walk in the place. I battle every day, but the place is still there. But if you don't have the hope, if you don't have that hope and the confidence that you get to live a life of perfect peace for eternity, you call me tomorrow in the office at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Why would you go to bed another night? Why would you live to another day not knowing for sure that you're walking with Christ? You have to understand, folks, he died for you. And as Kelly said that night, if you'd been only a person on earth, he would die just for you. He did. It's a personal thing. All of us. Some people listen to me and said, Pastor, you've been doing this a long time. You preach the truth, and we love you for it. And I appreciate that. But please know this. I was a sinner. And I'm trying not to be a sinner now, although I still fail. That's where grace comes in. I don't walk in perfection, although I want to. I still walk in the flesh sometimes. Let the faith control me more than I should. Let the faith, flesh control me sometimes more than I should. But his grace and his mercy are more than sufficient. And if you don't understand what I'm saying, won't you call me tomorrow in the office? Let's talk. Don't be shy, please. I'm nobody. The phone line's open. We got about 2 minutes left. I wonder if anybody wants to call in very quickly and share the testimony. 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. We are here. 2 more minutes. And the phone line is open. If you'd like to call and share a testimony, I wish you would. Somebody listening tonight may just need to hear the words you have to say. Our Father may be guiding you to call and share because someone needs to hear what you have to say. Coming from you, there might be a whole different way that the message is brought across to reach someone who doesn't know Christ. It's up to you. I mean, I already thought the lines before all night long. I thought we ran out of time before we ran out of callers. I really did. Now, I'm not ashamed of it. It's disappointing that we didn't have a lot more callers that normally call in all the time. It's disappointing. And I don't know why it didn't happen. But I'm not here to point fingers. I know one time I was so shy that when I went to church, the Spirit asked me to stand up and testify, and I'd be trembling when I did. And sometimes I quench the Spirit, and I got a whipping for it. I understand what you're going through. Well, we mustn't be ashamed of Christ. If we embarrass ourselves, it's okay. He's still God. He knows we did our best. And folks, I hope to talk to you in the office tomorrow and see you on the radio next week with our first guest coming up, Michael Bodea, this grandson of Dimitri Dudeman. Hope you'll join us then. I hope you'll stand with us in this battle. We do appreciate what you're doing for us. I'm only a man, folks. I need your help. I need your prayers. And I love you in Jesus. I really do. Call me tomorrow and let me tell you that right face to face, so to speak. Have a great night and good night.
Sword and shield, and on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.